Okay, the associated diseases associated with generalized pustular psoriasis is inflammatory polyarthritis and metabolic syndrome. So the predisposing factors due to which it leads to the development of generalized pustular psoriasis are multiple. They may be environmental triggers or exacerbating factors. These include mainly infections, be it viral or bacterial infections, topical or systemic treatment, any kind of a topical irritant treatment, coal tar, dithranol, or any herbal medication, psychological stress, pregnancy, hypocalcemia, and in medication, the steroid plays a very important role, especially if the steroids are withdrawn. This is true for those cases in whom there is a pre-existing chronic plaque psoriasis, and then it deteriorates and lead to development of generalized pustular psoriasis, whereas the infection plays an important role in those who do not have any previous history, and in them it lead to acute eruption of these lakes of pustules or pustular eruption. The systemic as well as topical potent steroid both plays an important role, and especially when the potent steroid are applied at the occlusion. There are other systemic drugs which plays role in the development of generalized pustular psoriasis, like withdrawal of cyclosporine, or when the patient is given terbinafine, propranolol, bupropion, lithium, phenylbutazone, salicylates, and potassium iodide. These appear similar to EGIP, that is acute generalized exanthematous pustulosis, and sometimes it becomes difficult to distinguish the both of the condition, especially when there is no previous history of psoriasis present. So it is one of the closest TDs of generalized pustular psoriasis. In the histopathology, the similar features of chronic plaque psoriasis will be present here, but they will be much accentuated with more edema and more inflammatory infiltrate. There will be intense inflammation, lymphocytic infiltration will be intense. Besides this, there will be intense papillary and epidermal edema, cause spongiosis, arrival of masses of neutrophil lead to spongiform pustule, formation of gogoch, and abscesses that quickly become microscopic. There is acanthosis with elongation of Ricci ridges. Stratum corneum soon become parakeratotic, and subcorneal pustule is shed as epidermal turnover is accelerated. So similar features will also be present in the subacute form of generalized pustular psoriasis, but with a less intense form, which means that these features will be more intense in the acute form than in the subacute form.